that allows us now and the project to move forward to the funding stage. So it's just a brilliant, we're talking about for Clevera, playground, two basketball courts, multi-use games court, pump track, skate park, a doggy leash, off the leash area, fenced off, and a learn to cycle area for kids as well. So it's really a major step forward. And passing this process, it brings us closer to turn the plans into reality. So we can now focus on securing the funding so we can deliver this space, which is just much, much needed in town.
And when could these plans realistically become a reality, do you think?
Well, look, it's a big, ambitious project, and credit to the Parks Department and the Council for that. So you're talking about, I think, from 3 to 5 million, there's a lot there. I know they're starting with the Learn to Cycle facility. The funding application is in for that already. But I think in terms of... In terms of funding, we'll be looking at multiple different funding streams, and we'll be really putting the boot down to try and get this forward. And because I think it ticks a lot of boxes in terms of funding, because we're talking about delivering free and inclusive and safe outdoor recreation for the people of Sligo. So look, it's not going to happen by the end of the year, Catherine, like all of these things. But you know, it's maybe a 5-year project to get everything finished off.